Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. No matter what you've been told, New Beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. Isn't it good? We serve a God that loves everyone. Amen. A loving God like that. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we're New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for taking time to join us this evening. Amen. Especially for those, I know that Thanksgiving is tomorrow and many are preparing for tomorrow. So thank you for taking time out to share with us this evening. We'd like to let you know that as you listen to this message, you can go to the archives. And when you go to the archives, you can share it with a family or a friend. Amen. And to do that, you would go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again, and then you will be have access to all of the archives that have over the last few years that you have been that shared over the Blog Talk Radio. Amen. 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 We also ask that as we move forward, we're going to be, we have a first-time listener. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she is a product from out of my first-time speaker, and she's my, she is a product from out of my hometown. Amen. And you know, it's good to know that Princeton, West Virginia has produced so many men and women of God. Amen. That come forward, you know, to preach the gospel. It's just like Romans says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and who bring glad tidings of good things. Amen, amen, amen. So we, as we move forward, we're going to move over into Huntersville, North Carolina, and the next voice that you hear, and it's going to be praying. And if you have, in fact, if you have anyone on a prayer list, you can please share that with us now. Amen. We're going to move over to Pastor Arnold, and she's going to pray and then take us forward into the Word of God.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening
to all of you. That are joining us tonight on this Blog Talk Radio. I'm so happy and thankful for you all, Elders Doctors John and Suzanne, for having me on tonight as we talk about the Word of God and as we listen to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Were there any prayer requests? Okay. Well, I'm just going to move.
I want to lift up a few names for healing and one for bereavement. And that is for healing for Kita, Diana, Danielle, and Kim, and Shirlene. And then, and you know what? And I forgot Judith. Judith also requested prayer. For healing and restoration, and for bereavement for the Stevenson Bay family as they mourn the loss of Marion Stevenson Bay.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sure there are others.
Tony Hines, also we have him on our list. Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, we're praying for his friend Ed Stewart, who is in a coma, and we're praying for him as well.
Okay. And I'm sure there'll be others, or there are others, with prayer requests, and we'll try to cover those as we go into the Word of God and as we pray. So if you would join me in prayer. Father, we just bless you this evening, and we thank you for another time of coming together on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for the opportunity to always lift your name up, to give you glory and to give you praise. We just bless you for this season, this time of Thanksgiving, and we just say, bless the name of the Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. Now, as we go into the Word, I pray for revelation knowledge. I thank you that signs and wonders will follow your Word. And, Father, that we will truly hear a word from the Lord. We bless you. We give you praise. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to say good evening again. There may be some others that have joined us on the line or will be joining us in the future. But tonight, as I was reading through the Word of God or when I prepared this message, I was reading through the Word of God, and we're going to come out of St. John tonight, and we're going to start with actually the 11th chapter of St. John, and we're going to read from there, and then we're just going to talk about some of the things that were actually happening in this particular passage, okay? So it's the Gospel of St. John, I'm sorry, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading that first of all, so that we can kind of just find out where we're really coming from tonight. Okay, so it says in verse 1, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha." "It was that Mary which appointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters went out. His sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." Now we see here that Mary and Martha, actually, they had spent time in worship. They spent time praising him, especially Mary, who anointed him with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. They had actually anointed the Lord in this particular time, and so they were not strangers of Jesus at that time. They were not strangers. They were well. They actually had a lot of. He went into their house probably on many occasions where he went into them and, you know, he was fed. They prepared food for him and everything. So they found out that their brother Lazarus was sick, and the only person they could think about was the Lord. In verse 3 it says, "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." So in other words, they said unto Jesus, they sent word to Jesus and said, one of the ones that you love, named Lazarus, is sick. And then in verse 4 it says, "When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Now, it even goes on to say that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after that, he said to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." Now, there we see again a very important relationship, because we know that relationship is important with us and the Father. Anytime that we have a relationship, you know, the relationship is two-sided. You know, we talk and we commune together and we learn of each other. And so I see that Mary and Martha believed that if anybody could raise their brother up, that it was Jesus. So then let's go on down some more, and then we're going to get into the meat of things. Okay, Jesus answered, let's go to verse 10. Verse 11, "These things said he, and after that he saith them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep." Now, that's an awesome thing right there, because it lets me know that Jesus was already prepared to awake Lazarus, because, you know, he had already waited. So he waited for Lazarus because Lazarus was already dead. So he says that, "Let us go." He says he already knows that Lazarus is dead, but he said, "I'm going to go and I'm going to raise him up from the dead." Now, that's a powerful thing. When you're dealing with an individual, there was Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and they were dealing with our healer, Jehovah Rapha. They knew that Jehovah Rapha was in town, and they knew that they could call for him and he could make everything all right. And the same thing goes for us in our lives. A lot of times when we're going through different things, we can call on the name of the Lord. And during those times, we see that Jesus is so powerful, he's so gracious, and he's so anointed that he can make it happen. I don't know about you, but I want to be around friends and people that can make it happen, all right? So what we're actually seeing here when it comes to Lazarus and Mary and Jesus and Martha, what we see is that they're so in love with each other that they know that they'll do anything they can to make the others happy, okay? So it was a love relationship, and I hope some of you on here had that type of relationship with the Lord, that you have a love relationship to the point that you, whenever you're in going through problems or situations, that you can immediately call on the name of the Lord, because
Amen.
He is
yes,
present
yes.
to heal, deliver, and set free. Because
Amen.
We already know
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen.
Right,
so that's one
Amen.
Thing that we want to realize as well. And we also see, even though now, you know, right now things are going on in the world, and we're actually still in a season of uncommon, unexpected blessings in the lives of God's people, regardless of what's going on. And there are people on the verge of these blessings. So what I'm saying tonight is don't give up, regardless of what your circumstance looked like. Look at Lazarus. It looks as if he was dead. It was over. But guess what? Lazarus still had a chance, because the person he was in relationship had the anointing to raise him from the dead. I don't know about you, but I want some Bible-seeking, some praying people in my corner when things go
yes,
down.
Lord.
That
yes.
I can, that we can bombard heaven
right.
and
I
actually
know that's
see,
right.
yes, that we can bombard heaven and actually experience the power of God here on the earth.
Amen.
So we know that God is a miracle worker. And we see here that, you know, it looked as if, you know, it was all over with. But even if there's a due date, there is still a period with God. So even though Lazarus was dead, there's still a grace period when it comes to God. We can't forget that God performs the impossible when it looks impossible, because what with God, all things are possible, okay? So we see here in the midst of that relationship and that devotion, even though they were in the midst of that, they were still not exempt from life's problems, okay? So, and you hear people say it a lot, that we as Christians, that we're, you've heard people say that we're exempt from some of the things that other people go through, but that's not true. We are anointed for such a time as this, and there are things that we're going to go through, but even doing that, guess what? We're on the winning side. So you have to choose the right side, be in the right circle with the right people. Amen. So, and we know that during these holiday seasons, I want to bring it kind of down to us now. During the holiday seasons and with everything going on, many people are sick. They're scared. They're divided from their loved ones. They're in lack. And I mean, just think, I've seen on the TV where people were lined up for food. People were lined up for miles in cars trying to get food during this holiday season. But I believe that God is in position right now to give us an out-of-season blessing, okay?
Amen. So
in verse 11 and verse 4, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the what? The glory of God. The glory of God's power guaranteeing you that you are going to get through what? These times, the same thing, the same power, the same anointing that raised Lazarus from the dead, guess what, is alive today to raise us from dead situations or circumstances that are going on, okay? We see in verse 5 and 6, actually, what he's saying in verse 5 and 6, he's saying, listen, hey, this, he says that it's not, even though it's delayed, it's not denied, is what he's actually saying in verses 5 and 6. So I'm going to read that. It says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place. So guess what? He wasn't in a hurry to get there, because he knew that the God, he knew that his father was able to raise Lazarus up. A lot of times, you know, we get scared and frustrated, and our faith is tested because we get scared and frustrated, and we try to figure out our problems when we just need to believe that he is and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, okay? So that's one thing that I wanted to bring a point out as well. Jesus loved the family, and he didn't respond immediately. Even though he knew Lazarus was sick, he purposely delayed it. Jesus delayed because, you know, the Hebrew believe that a person was not dead until after the fourth day. So on the fourth day, the body had proven to expire because the body began to stink. Even Mary said to her said to Jesus that the body was stinking. Ain't that right? But we see that God does not work on our time. But in the heavenlies, God is orchestrating your out-of-season blessing. So in this season where people are in lack and people are in need and people are hurting and people are dying with all times high, even though in this season, guess what? God has still lined up an out-of-season blessing in your life. Because we Amen. Know that even in the midst of this, we see people that are still coming out on top. He's still blessing Amen. Us. He's still providing for us. He's yeah. still giving us everything that we need according to his yeah. riches in Christ, his riches in Christ Jesus. He's given us everything that we need. So as believers, we see here in the scripture that I'm comparing it to now. But I'm comparing it to Lazarus, but I'm also comparing it to what we're going through now, okay? So if God always shows up when we want him to show up, we might develop a case of anthropomorphic, okay, arrogance. In other words, if he delivered us when we always want to be delivered, we might start thinking that we were the ones that did it instead of him. Amen?
Right.
We want to
That's
always
right.
give God glory. We want to always give God praise. We must, listen, we should always be to the point to where we say, God, it's in your hands. I'm not going to try to figure out. You know, a lot of people spend their time trying to figure out things that God has already worked out. Any
Talk
of y'all
woman.
Believe that on this line tonight? Have any
woman.
Of you seen that when we're going through different things, we fall over into worry, we fall over into fear, we fall over into anxiety, but what? God has already worked it out. He already knew on the way to Lazarus that he was
yes,
going to raise
yes,
him up.
Yes.
Isn't that right? So we
Amen.
Already know
yes.
that God is going to provide everything that we need, so we have to always know that we have to rely on God and Jesus to bring us out of every situation, which they are one, but God the Father, yeah. the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have to believe that. Does anyone want to say anything at this point about anything that I've talked about so far? Any comments? Oh, okay. I'll move right along.
Any questions?
Okay, I'll move
Any
right
questions?
Along. Okay. Huh? I'm sorry?
Is there any epiphanies that you've Something that you didn't know that you were astonished by?
You're talking about me? Or just oh, you're
audience.
Just asking a question? Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. So then one other thing that we must do, we must be able to discern in a dilemma, okay? Whatever dilemma that you're in, you have to discern the voice of God, the will of God for your life, okay? So we see in verse 9, it shows us that when facing dilemmas, we must know that we are with the light. Jesus lives on the inside of us, right? So if we just follow God, who is the light, we'll do what? We will not fail. So on this sign, Jesus is the answer for whatever we need. God is the answer for whatever we need in our lives. So even though, like I said, he said that, you know, Mary and Martha were worried, but Jesus was not worried. So even when he got to the tomb, what did he say? He told Lazarus to do what? He said to come forth. And when he told him to come forth, he came forth. So when he came forth, he left everything that had held him bound behind him, okay? So what am I saying tonight? I'm saying when God asks us, when he asks us to come forth, or when he calls on us and he calls us out of different situations and circumstances, what do? We have to turn from everything that we've done prior to that moment, and we have to begin to walk in revelation knowledge of who he really is. Because mm-hmm. all he really done in these scriptures was, what he really done was, their faith was increased because he didn't come when they wanted him to. So what? They had to wait But in the end, even though they waited, what happened? They still seen the miracle. It was still, even for us, an out-of-season blessing. See, a lot would believe that when Lazarus died, that that was it. It was over. And there are some things that maybe you may be going through in your life. And in those things, guess what? It's not over. Everything, listen, it's not over. You may be going through sickness. I know there are a lot of people that are going through COVID. There are a lot of people that are sick. There's been a lot of bereavement. A lot of people have lost loved ones. People are in the hospital, and people can't even come in to see them. But we can send the word of God, because when we send the word of God and we show people in the scripture what Jesus done or what God done in the scripture, guess what? Then that causes faith to come. And we need faith in this season in order to believe, right? So anybody Amen. Have any questions or concerns right there?
Amen.
Amen. So what – is somebody coming on?
No.
All right. So, okay. Okay. Sometimes, you know, even when we're delivered and we and Jesus has called us out of things – sometimes we're delivered, but we still have those same old garments on following us around, and that's going back to things that kept us bound or keep us in stress or kept us in anxiety. So what we have to do is allow ourselves to believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He told Lazarus to loose those grave clothes, okay? So in other words, let go of those things that keep you down or hold you over, those things that are heavy in your life. God is saying let those things go and believe the word of God, because there's life in the word of God. There's belief in the word of God. Right now, even though it looks like you may be going under, there may be people that feel as if they're going over, or this is the end, or they can't even make it to tomorrow. Guess what? God is saying, I have a blessing for you. Don't look at the things that are going on around you. Don't look at the news and see the things that people are looking at to cause discouragement, to cause fear, because fear is dominating right now. But even though fear tried to dominate Martha and Mary, what happened? They still called on the name of the Lord. Amen? So even though fear Amen. Tries to dominate us during this particular time, we have to know that we can summon God, that we can rely and depend on him. We can summon the courts of heaven. And when we do that, we grant God the legal right to fulfill his passion and answer in our prayers. So whatever we need, or don't go by what's going on, but whatever you need, we have to bombard heaven and allow things to change in our lives. Because not only do we want to read the scripture for ourselves and understand the word of God for ourselves, but it's for somebody else. You've gone through some things for somebody else. Now, don't hold those things back. In other words, don't keep it to yourself, but give a testimony, because we what? We overcome by the word of the Lord and the blood, by the blood of the Lord and the word of our testimony. So a lot of times we have to testify of his goodness, because when we testify of the goodness of the Lord, we'll see God making a way every time. Amen. Anyone have Amen. Any questions? Amen. Anyone have any questions or any inputs right now in the word where I've been sharing tonight?
Amen.
I wanted to open up for open dialogue so people can say something, or if they have a question about something that we're talking about.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we get quiet. They're just feeding on the word.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's good. So we have to summon the court of heaven just like Mary and Martha did. And a lot of people in the Bible where they summons God, they summons Jesus to come on the scene. And one of the scriptures that I thought of when I thought of one of the scriptures that came to mind is Revelation 19:11. And the scripture says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So we have to summons the Word of God. The court summons the judge for a verdict, right? But when we summons the Word of God, what we do, what happens is when we pray or when we go before the Lord on behalf of different people or any situation that God has laid up in your heart, what we have to do is summons the name, the Word of the Lord, and put the Word of God on there. Amen. We have to put the Word of God on whatever situation that you may be going through in your life. So that's mm-hmm. why I wanted to read Revelation 19 and be let and 11, because his name is called the Word of God. And whenever we put that word out there, the word is so awesome that it says in the word that it is his word will not what? It will not come back void. The Word of God will not come back void. I dare you to believe God for what he has done down through the ages, that what he has done in the Word of God, that he's still doing it today. We just have to set our mind on the things that are happening now, but learn from the Word of God and how God kept people, bringing people out, bringing them over when they were up against the wall or when they were in the desert. He did what? He gave water in the desert. Whenever you're up against the wall, guess what? God is a wall crasher and a burden lifted, a burden lifter tonight. Amen? Amen. Well, I've gone about, I guess, about 31 minutes. I want to open it up, so I want others to have a comment or whatever they would like to say tonight for this this blog.
Amen.
No one got any input?
Except, I have to open up some more mics. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like this. Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I was just sitting here and I was listening as you were ministering, and I thought about how in our dead situations or what looks to be dead, we feel
mm-hmm.
alone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two things that we don't really minister about when we talk about this story of Lazarus is that his sisters were in a depressed place,
mm-hmm.
but they knew, even being depressed, they knew that their God was able. But while being depressed, it pushed them to a place where they almost lost their faith. They say, as they spoke to Jesus, they told him, had you been here, my brother would not have died.
Mm-hmm.
If you had come when I called you, then this situation wouldn't have happened. But some things have to happen in order for God to be glorified. Just as he said, this isn't even about me. This is so that God can be glorified. Because he could have went, but he waited so that God could be glorified. And what I want to say is some of us are in our situations where we have to wait so that God can be glorified. Because if somebody else puts their hands in it, then they can claim, well, I helped you get out of this place.
Yes.
But when it's God, it's God.
Right. Amen. I agree with that, because you said that they almost gave up. But they, even though they were on the verge of giving up, I thank the Lord that what he showed us in this scripture is that if you just have faith when it looks like it's not going to be, if you just continue in the faith, then God is letting us know, hey, he's going to show up every time. He's going to show up, and it's going to be for our good. It's going to be for your good. It's going to be for the blessings of the Lord and for God to be glorified. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. I'm going to jump in here if I can, please.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, one of the greater things that I'm hearing in this is the brother just said, talking about the faith issues, but Pastor Arnold was saying some things that really expounded on some stuff. It talks about the faith of individuals. And, you know, when you talk about Pastor Arnold, about the water in the desert, it just brought me back to when Jesus was telling the disciples, "Oh, ye of little faith," And one of the things that we have to believe as believers in Christ Jesus is that our faith has to go even greater. It has, even when we go through the struggles of life and we go through the turmoils and all the things that come up against us. And so this is from what you're telling us and from what I believe you're saying, when we look at these passages of Scripture, is that Martha, Jesus was trying to show Martha and Mary that their faith had to go even deeper to understand that something miraculous was about to happen so that God can get the glory and no one else. And so I want to thank you this evening because you were just sharing with us about how to increase our faith or don't give up on our faith. So thank you so, so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
All mics are open. Well, let me go ahead and piggyback off of what others are saying. At a time right now where our faith, being blessed, having our faith in the right perspective, the world can become so overbearing and it can overload us that many begin to start to lose faith, you know. And I always say it's like keeping our eyes off of the cross. As long as we're focused on and looking at Jesus and knowing that that's the answer, you know, then we're heading in the right direction. But there are so many distractions in this world. There are so many distractions that try to pull us away from the direction that God is leading us. And it's important to remain faithful and believing that God is who he said he is. I think I was just talking to someone today, was just saying that, talking about it depends on what we entertain the most. If we stay in the Word of God and believing in the Word of God, then we begin to remain stronger. But when we take our eyes off, when we begin to start to focus on the world and get caught up in worldly things, then we begin to start to doubt. We begin to start to doubt our miracles, start to doubt the things that God wants to do for us. And it's like putting up a wall and not allowing God to come in and do what he does best. You know, and that's and I think somebody was saying, where God wants us right now, he wants to get the glory. God, yes. In the end, he wants to get the glory. And I think he was saying, Pastor, you were saying that oftentimes that when things happen, sometimes we think that we're doing it. You know,
yes.
And we get to our lowest, to the point where we have no choice, you know, but to cry out to Jesus. And that's when he hears us, because we know that he knows that we're leaning on him. We need Jesus.
Yes.
There's no one, there's nothing that can help us out of this but Jesus Christ. And when he gets the glory, that's when God comes in and shows up and shows out.
Amen, amen, amen. You know what? One of the things that you mentioned about being the fourth day, on the fourth day was when Jesus told them that, and came, and that that was when the body had begun to decay. It was in the natural. It was his body was decaying. But what I see in this story too is that, remember, Jesus was coming to give God glory, to publicly give God glory, and for people to witness something that was different, something that was supernatural. Mm-hmm. And so when he came to them, there were witnesses, and the sisters even said, you know, if you had been here earlier, then this would not have happened. But in order for us to understand the supernatural, it had to be later, because all of them had experienced death. They had experienced loss and understood what loss and death and mourning and sadness was. But they had not experienced the supernatural the way that Jesus was getting ready to show them the supernatural. And when we think about the creation story, the story in Genesis, that it was where God created the heavens and the earth and what he created. It was on the fourth day that he focused on those things that were different from what was on earth, where he made correct me if I'm wrong, the sun and the moon on the fourth day. Correct me if I'm wrong. But where there was a definite distinction between what was on earth and what was in heaven. So I think that this was very significant. And for us at this time, I believe that your message is timely at this time. We're going through the pandemic, and we're learning something new. And we're learning that our hope is not going to come from the things of this world. It's not going to come from, and I know we're excited about the vaccine, but it's by the Lord's unctioning anyway, the Holy Spirit moving, that we'll ever get a vaccine. It's not by man. He will use man, but it's not by man. And it's the Holy Spirit and the supernatural that's going to give us that we should look towards for our hope and for the answer to all of this and what's going to get us through and for an understanding of what we're supposed to learn during this time. Because it's important for us as believers especially to use this time as a time of reflection, a time of sanctuary, a time to learn the lesson that the Lord is teaching us during these days of solitude.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we all have something that... Okay, I'm sorry. Someone else is coming on. We all have something that, you know, we can give God glory for. We can give God praise and know that, you know, this is a time of him teaching and showing us great things. And like I said, just building our faith. I believe that God has set us up for this time, and I believe that he is going to keep his word as he has performed it. He's given us many promises in his word, and just as he's performed, you know, the word of God and just how he showed himself to be faithful, he showed himself to be true in the gospel and all down through some of the other scriptures in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. God has always shown himself to be strong. He's always shown himself to have the answer, to already know the answer. So I believe that God is building the faith of his people, and then we're to go out and testify of his goodness so that others' mm-hmm. faith can be built.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And you know, Pastor Arnold, something that you just said is that God is kind of trying our faith. It just, when you said that, it's sparked my interest in the epistles of 1 Peter, I believe chapter 1, verse 7, when it said that the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold and that perish through it be tried. And, you know, I just believe God. Now, this is just my own thinking, my own thought. I'm going by what the scripture is saying. I believe God is speaking to an entire world, not just a country, but an entire world to come to know who he is by the trial of our faith. Because when we look at the scriptures, when we look at the word of God, period, you know, I mean, people had to be tried in their faith in who God was and who God is in order for people to come to believe in what he has said. So this is powerful. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And you know what, my brother, you know, you're so right on that, you know, because, you know, at this time in terms of our trial, God wants us to be steadfast and immovable. It doesn't make a difference what the situation may look like. It doesn't make a difference what we're going through, but we should remain steadfast and immovable and not jumping around and you know, first I'm doubting and then I'm believing, then I'm doubting, then I'm believing. God wants us to be steadfast through this situation. Amen. Unmoved, immovable, unmoved.
Amen.
us. God wants us, you know, to be steadfast. And I mean, and one of the things I always think about is when we get ready to sit down, let's just take, for example, when we sit down in our chair, automatically our faith took us there. We sit there without a shadow of a doubt, knowing that that chair was going to hold us.
Right.
Take your medicine.
That's right.
I'm on the phone. Go get your phone.
It's going to suck. Believing that that medication is going to do what it's supposed to do. You know, and God, if we can have that type of faith in God, in Christ, then we're going somewhere. Then we're going somewhere.
My brother, can I piggyback on what you just said, my brother?
Yes, sir.
You know, because what you said was powerful. You know, as far as believing in what we're hoping God to do. That's why I stand on Hebrews 11:1. When it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so we have to understand when we talk about faith is the substance, sub means beneath us. And that means we're going to stand on what we're believing in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Hey, let me interject and just say hello to everyone. I'm late. I'm very late. I was trying to get caught up on some bacon and a little bit of housework, but I'm on here. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Right.
Ooh, man.
Oh, you had a comment?
But I like that. I was just going to say I like what I've heard my brother say about faith being the substance. And I never thought about what he just said as the word substance. The word sub means beneath, underneath, and that's what we stand on. We stand on our faith.
Yes.
And I was thinking when he was reading that scripture, quoting that scripture, I said, "Oh my God, this is for me," because even though I haven't heard the message, what he said is for me because. My next message is going to be on hope, not faith, but our next message is going to be preaching on hope. So I thought that was very, very
Amen.
Powerful thing.
Amen.
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 Pastor Arnold, can you go back to where I think it's around verse 14 in St. John 11,
mm-hmm.
where you were talking about it, when Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and just
mm-hmm.
expound on that a little bit for us, because it jumps down to verse 50. I was just looking at it as my brother was talking. Thank you, my brother, for saying what you're saying. But Pastor Arnold, you had said something here earlier that really, really sparked my interest in verse 14 and 15. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, the scripture says that Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So he's letting them know that Lazarus is dead. There's no doubt that he is dead. And then he said in verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So what he's saying here in the word is Jesus was saying, listen, I already know Lazarus is dead. He is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But for your sake, he said, I was not there. That was for your sake that I was not there. To the intent
yeah.
that ye may believe, nevertheless,
Amen.
Let us go unto him. So he was saying, for your sake, this was for you.
A trial of our faith, right?
Yeah.
A trial of our faith, yeah.
Yes, this was for you. This I had to do that. And as we were thinking, even as I was thinking and some of you were making mention, it was a certain time. You know, there's always the right time, the Kairos moment, the time when things are supposed to happen, okay? So it wasn't on our time. It wasn't on Mary and Martha's time. It was on God's time. It was on Jesus' time. It was what he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of us today, there are things, when I said there are things that you're going through and things that seem like you're being faced with, don't stop. Keep going, because even though the situation looks dead, there's always a resurrection to bring you out of that situation or whatever you're going through. So he showed us here in the Word to use our faith, and he showed us here in the Word that he's going to always make a way. And don't worry. Don't stop, because the enemy will cause you to stop right at the break of right at the urge of a breakthrough. But you go over, you see the promise of God, you see the out of season blessing, to where it wasn't the right time or it wasn't the right season for you to receive that. But God's saying it is an out of season blessing, and I am blessing you through your faith.
Amen. Can I say something on that? Part of the verse where he says, "And for your sake, I am glad I was not there." I just want to pose a question to each one of us. At the time that you go through your trials and your tribulations and your hardships and your hard times, your ups and your downs, your highs, your lows, whatever it is you're going through, don't that just make you say that I'm glad at that moment that Jesus is not there for me? Because if he was there, where would our faith be? You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's what I'm looking at as for me when I go through something. When I read this and when my sister quoted that, I said, man, that hit me, because you know, when you go through your sickness and your illnesses, aren't you glad you can say that I'm glad he wasn't there? And as I said, at that moment, you see what I'm saying? He's there, but he's not there. Because let me tell you something. If you go into if you was a little boy, when we were little boys, when we were going to fight, and our big brother was there, we was always. We had faith in the fact that our big brother would protect us, so therefore we wouldn't be scared. But if your big brother wasn't there to protect you, then you would have more faith in yourself in that fight or in that battle to get through it without him. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that at some point we can say that I'm glad you wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand where you're coming from.
I hope I didn't throw nobody around with that. But
No, I understand what you're coming from. But the scripture says that though he's with us always, even into the end of the earth, and that he's always with us. He's in us. Listen, he's already been through the things that we've been through. So he's there in our sorrow. He's there in our distress.
Right.
He's there with us, because when we're weak, then that he does what? He carries us. When we're depressed, he picks us up. He brings us out. He gives us joy during that time. So he's there with us. What he was saying was, I was not there for your sake. And what he was saying was, I wasn't there. And because I wasn't there, then you're able to see the power of the resurrection.
Amen. And you know, now that you said that, Pastor Arnold, and then listening to my brother talking about, his big brother being there for the fight. But, you know, it just reminds me of the epistles of James chapter 1, and I believe around verse 6, when it says, let him ask in faith. So if we have if we have faith, it says nothing wavering. See, we can't waver on the faith that we're believing in God to do. And that's what happens with a lot of people a lot of times, even myself. You know, we say we believe in God and trust in God, but the devil will whisper in our ear to toss us like the wind and the waves, you know, to hinder our faith. So it's important that we believe, even though we don't see our big brother ready to fight our battle, we have to know that he's there anyhow.
We have to know that he's there, exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is all good talk. This is all good talk. You know, there are a lot on the line that's not saying anything at all. You know, and I always believe that when those are not, you know, saying anything, but you know, they're receiving something. You know, because we all, listen, let me tell you something. We all are going to go through a trial. If we have been through a trial, we're going to go through a trial. And when we go through those trials,
That's when we need the encouragement of the saints, the faithful people, to encourage us, to remind us of who we are and who he is. You know, when the first thing that came to my mind is someone having back surgery, you know, and having back surgery and coming out of that back surgery and you're not getting better. Then all of a sudden you began to start, you had faith of believing you was going to get better. Then all of a sudden you began to start to lose. As my brother said, waver. We began to start to lose. We began to start to doubt. We're never, ever going to get better, and we're going to be like this for the rest of our life. And God does not want us in that place. That's what I said in terms of, you know, steadfast. That don't steadfast. It's holding on and believing and knowing that God has his own timing. We may see it one way, but God has another. He may have an outer, as the pastor said, and give us an out-of-season blessing. It might not be the time that we expect.
Come on now.
It might not
brother.
Be
phone.
Get your phone.
It may be later on when we least expect it, but in God's eyes,
I'll be
up
on the man,
right
okay?
On, it's right
on.
You talking First
God
Timothy 6? Yeah.
Or being immovable, being fair. As we go forward, we have to be steadfast. So it doesn't make a difference what the situation looks like. That's not God's situation. The outcome is much greater. And God sees. Listen, if God already knows how the outcome is going to be, but he just wants
that's
us
right.
in that place, that mindset of knowing that we're going to come out of it. We're going to come
that's
out
right.
of it.
That's
right.
That's what Pastor Austin was saying tonight. She was saying we got to believe in Jesus Almighty. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the woman of God.
Yeah. Yes, amen, amen. 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 What a wonderful word. Just what a wonderful word. And for those of you that haven't been listening, whatever your situation is, listen. Or if you haven't had a situation or you know someone that's going through something, share with them this word for tonight. Go into the archives and just sit down and just let the word just encourage them. Encourage their situation. That's what this is all about. You don't have to say a word. Just sit down and just listen. Go into the archives and just listen and allow these conversations to be a blessing to whoever it is that you have by your side. That's where we are. That's where we are. We are supposed to be a blessing to others. And I know that sometimes people don't say anything because they feel they don't know the right words to say. Let them hear a message of encouragement. This was an excellent word. An out-of-season blessing. Whatever they're going through, they may not be seeing it right now, but God is going to bring them out of it. And that requires faith.
Yes.
Faith. Thank you.
Pastor Arnold, let me apologize again that I didn't catch all of your message tonight, but I will do my very best to go back into the archives and listen to it fully and wholeheartedly.
Thank you for
Amen.
That. Amen. Thank you, pastors, elders, and doctors. Elder Doctors John and Suzanne for having me tonight.
Praise the Lord. Listen, we're just simple people, you know, just trying to be a blessing to others. That's what this is all about. You know, it's all about coming
yeah.
together in unity to be a blessing to others as well as
yeah.
we get blessed ourselves. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is about. How can the arm work without the foot? How can the foot want to be like the arm? You know, we all have gifts, and it's a matter of coming
Amen.
Together and bringing those gifts together, and so we become in unity about the body of Christ. It didn't say part of Christ,
right.
but the body of Christ. That's what this is all about. And if folks can't see it right now with what's going on right now with this pandemic and everything that's going on, something is wrong. Something is wrong.
Nothing is wrong.
Pastor Arnold, you want to give us a closing? We have final remarks and just close us out. We thank you so much for allowing God to use you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all that have joined us and listened in to what the Lord has put in my spirit and what the Word of God says, because everything's going down but the Word of God. And I just want to close with a little prayer here. Father, we bless you tonight for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do in the lives of those that are listening and those that will tune into this radio broadcast in the future. I pray healing. I pray, God, that you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. And God, I thank you tonight that it is so. I pray right now for those that are sick, God, I pray that you raise them up, because your word says, by your stripes we are healed. We were healed. So, God, I call them healed. Father, I speak the blessings of the Lord upon every believer and those that want to know you and the power of your resurrection. God, let your mercy and your grace go forth. I thank you that even over this holiday season, Lord, as we give thanks, glorify, and even those that are lonely and depressed and oppressed, I pray tonight that the joy of the Lord shall be their strength. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus covers every individual. I plead the blood over their lives, and I say you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I say that you will rise up, and you will do great things in the kingdom of God. Now, God, let your words go down and it produce good seed, Lord. I pray that word produces good seed, and I pray that signs and wonders will follow your word. And God, we say we give you glory, we give you praise. It's all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And more than anything else, make sure that you're safe and you're following directions, washing your hands, social distancing, wearing a mask. Make sure that you're doing that, because we would love to see you again. May God bless you. Remember, we love you.